This is the time of the year when owners of livestock fill up their hay barns with the new crop, but long periods of rain have hampered the valley hay harvests and the maturing of many other crops. KTNA's Dina Hecker has the story.
Farmers and gardeners in the Matsu Valley are not happy at all with the way this wet summer is going. Crops are small, and although grass is growing tall, the incessant rain didn't give hay farmers a break to cut the grass and let it dry. Alan Kingsbury of the Kingsbury Farm outside of Talkeetna doesn't like to join in the chorus of whining farmers, but he says it's been an unusually dismal summer to put up hay, his main crop.
It's been a very, very poor year. Last year we had our best hay production ever, and this is going to go down probably as one of the worst.
Kingsbury usually hires on a few farmhands, but didn't do so this year. Owners of horses, goats, and llamas also depend on his hay to bring their animals through the winter. Last year, Kingsbury put up more than 4,300 bales of hay compared to this year's meager harvest of 700. Patricia O'Neill with the Agriculture Division of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources hears concerns from farmers all across the Matsu Valley about their different crops.
The farmers have really been expressing some difficulties. Some crops are doing really well. Some crops really respond to the rain. Lettuce has been doing well, but other crops have been coming in small. I know that broccoli is, having a harder time maturing, even though it's growing well and producing well. What we've been hearing is that sales have been slower and just produce has been smaller and growing slower.
Montana Creek hay and beef farmer Arthur Peterson is especially concerned about the hay.
The main crop is hay, and then, of course, with the hay, I raise beef, but I gotta have the hay. So that's the backbone of everything.
But at least one crop is doing well. Peterson also raises 23 different varieties of seed potatoes, and those don't mind the cool, wet weather. The Williams family, the owners of the Reindeer Farm in Palmer, and the Williams farm at Point McKenzie are still holding out to wait for sunshine before cutting down their grass. They have up to 100 clients waiting to buy hay from them.
Well, we have hardly even started. We still have 500 acres to cut and do.
She agrees that this is a bad summer.
I have never seen one like this one before. I don't know, I was talking to somebody yesterday who said, remember 2 years ago? This is like 2 years ago. I don't remember it being the end of July and only having baled like 80 round bales.
Besides going to the local feed store and buying Washington hay at high premiums, horse owners come up with different solutions. Stephen Trober, owner of DNS Trail Rides, owns 45 horses. He takes a different approach and travels to Canada to get his supply of hay.
I have a semi-truck and trailer, and I go to Alberta and pick up 26 ton of hay at a time and bring it back. It's 3,100 miles round trip, and it takes 6 days.
Von Troba has been doing this for 6 years now, partly not to be dependent on Alaska's finicky hay harvest, but also to get better quality feed. While hay is the most vulnerable crop, small-scale farmers in the area have mixed luck with some cold-weather vegetables. However, Patricia O'Neill says that despite the small-looking produce, now is the time to buy Alaska-grown.
Well, it's more important now than ever to buy local and buy Alaska grown and to remind your local farmers that you support them, especially in a year where it's tough and it requires extra work and extra slopping around in the mud to get the harvest done.
In Talkeetna, this is Diana Hecker.